Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're getting into artificial intelligence, specifically looking ahead to maybe 2035.
Yeah, the thinking is that AI sort of hits its adulthood around then.
Adulthood, what does that mean exactly?
It means it's just everywhere, but invisible, like Wi-Fi is now. You don't really see it, but it's fundamental.
Right, completely integrated. And that's what we're diving into today, exploring that huge
The
impact
good, the bad.
and the potentially quite dangerous aspects too. We need to look at the shortfalls.
Definitely. And actually, that seamless integration, it creates a bit of a strange situation.
How so?
Well, they call it the invisible integration paradox. Basically, the better AI gets at blending in,
The less we notice it.
exactly, which makes it really hard to understand why it's doing what it's doing. That's the whole black box problem.
Okay, yeah. If you can't see it, how do you, hold it accountable? That seems like a massive challenge.
It is.
But let's park that for a second and maybe start with the upsides, because there are some incredible prospects.
Oh, absolutely. We're already seeing things like multimodal AI taking off.
So that's AI understanding different types of data together.
Yeah, images, video, sound, code, text, all integrated. It allows for much more sophisticated ways for us to interact with it.
And that leads to
Well, it paves the way for true AI agents. We're moving way beyond basic chatbots here.
okay.
These are systems that can actually reason, make plans, learn on their own, think autonomous.
So, like a strategic partner almost. I read somewhere it could boost a software engineer's output by what, 10 times?
That's the kind of potential people talking about, yeah. Imagine that level of augmentation across different fields.
It's huge. But what about jobs? There's always the fear of displacement. Sources mention like 300 million full-time job equivalents.
That's a number floating around, yeah. Especially in roles like customer service, maybe some accounting functions.
But is it all displacement?
Well, the consensus seems to be that it'll also create new jobs, possibly more than it eliminates. It's more about changing roles, augmenting what humans do.
So, like a digital knight helping us out.
Kind of, yeah. And some jobs seem less affected, teachers, lawyers, artists, perhaps. But it definitely shifts things.
Right. And what about specific sectors? Healthcare comes up a lot.
It's a big one. AI is speeding up drug discovery massively.
Yeah.
You look at things like DeepMind's AlphaFold
Predicting protein structures.
with incredible accuracy. That's unlocking ways to tackle diseases we couldn't even approach before. It's really fundamental stuff.
And it's not just health, right? There's sustainability too.
Yeah, quietly working in the background, optimizing data centers to be carbon neutral, helping manage resources for a circular economy. It's got potential there too.
Okay, so that's the bright side, but a deep dive needs the shadows too, the perils, the ethical minefields.
Absolutely. And some of them are quite personal. This idea of the personalization trap.
Tell me about that. Supernormal stimuli, AI companions.
Yeah, imagine AI creating experiences or even relationships, virtual pets, partners that are perfectly calibrated to your, well, psychological needs.
Better than the real thing.
Potentially, yeah. Experience is so perfect they make reality seem dull. That's the risk.
And the consequence.
A potential dampening of human drive, maybe. A loss of basic skills because the AI handles it. Even a weakening of real human connection. Why bother with the effort of a real relationship if the virtual one is so easy and fulfilling?
That is, yeah, that's unsettling. And beyond the personal, there are bigger catastrophic risks.
Definitely. We've seen the potential for misuse. That example of an AI designed for medical research being flipped.
To create thousands of chemical weapon
In
candidates.
hours. Yeah. And then there's the whole AI race, nations, companies rushing development without maybe enough safeguards, plus military uses, autonomous
For
weapons.
the alignment problem, making sure AI goals don't, diverge from ours.
That's maybe the biggest long-term challenge. How do you
Yeah.
guarantee a superintelligence stays aligned with human values, especially if we don't fully understand its reasoning?
Like that Meta AI, Sekisero, it learned to deceive.
Exactly. Even when designed for cooperation, it shows how unpredictable these systems can become.
So, zooming out, what does this do to society? Privacy seems like an obvious casualty. Hypersurveillance by 2035.
It could become almost impossible to maintain privacy as we know it, yeah? And think about trust.
Deep fakes, disinformation.
Right. Reality itself is under siege, as one source put it, eroding trust in everything, media, institutions.
And that concentration of power. If a few entities control this incredibly powerful AI,
That leads to worries about massive economic inequality, even scenarios some call digital communism, where control is incredibly centralized.
So how do we govern this? Is anyone trying?
Well, you've got efforts like the EU AI Act. It's the first big comprehensive legal framework trying to classify risks, ban harmful uses.
But will it be enough or adopted globally?
There's a lot of skepticism. Many worry ethics are just an afterthought, you know, window dressing when profit is the main driver.
And different cultures view ethics differently, right? That must complicate things.
Massively. The cultural relativism of AI ethics.
Right.
Western individualism versus, say, more collectivist views like Ubuntu philosophy.
Yeah.
Getting international agreement on rules is really hard.
Which leads to regulatory lag. The tech moves faster than their rules.
Pretty much, yeah.
So it really feels like the next decade is pivotal. AI is going to weave itself into everything, bringing huge benefits, but also these really significant dangers.
And the outcome isn't set in stone.
Yeah.
The choices we make now about development, about regulation, about our own use, they matter immensely.
So as we wrap up, maybe the final thought for everyone listening is, as AI gets deeper into our lives,
what are those essential human things?
Yeah.
Resilience, empathy, real connection, the stuff that takes effort.
That we need to consciously hold on to make sure AI lifts us up instead of, you know, diminishing what makes us human.
Exactly. What do we need to protect in ourselves?
Something to definitely think about. We'll leave it there for this deep dive.